We're going to talk birds now, finish off the program with some birds. 9 critically endangered shorebirds, you'll be pleased to know, have safely made it to a new home. The Tuturuatu, or shore plover, hatched in January, were flown to Napier earlier this month. The species is so rare, there are only about 250 left. Joining us now is Dave Houston from the Department of Conservation. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
So a successful transfer?
Yes, it was. We got the 9 birds out there, and they spent about 7 days in a temporary aviary to acclimatise and hopefully recognise the surroundings as being home before being released to join their kin.
Are they a difficult bird to breed?
Yes, they're a difficult bird both to breed. We have 3 captive facilities around the country, but also to manage in the wild. They're incredibly susceptible to predators, mainly rats, also cats and stoats. In fact, rats is what caused the birds to become extinct on the New Zealand mainland by 1880.
Right. 250 doesn't sound like many, does it?
No, it's not. We have an aim of having them on 5 separate islands and increasing the population significantly. Currently, we only really have 2 populations, one of the original populations in the Chatham Islands, where we have around 2/3 of the population, and Waikawa, or Portland Island, which now is sort of self-sustaining, and we hope we'll get a bit larger. This purpose of this translocation wasn't so much to increase the population there, but to improve the genetic diversity with some new bloodlines that we've got from the Chatham Islands.
Right. I mean, they're quite a pretty bird, aren't they? Are they big? I mean, I'm trying to get a grasp of the size looking at a photo. What sort of a bird are they?
They're a shorebird. So if you've seen a banded dotterel or maybe a turnstone or a New Zealand dotterel, New Zealand dotterels are a little bigger. They're that sort of size and same sort of body shape and behaviours. So the shore plover are really only ever seen along the coastlines. They were definitely around the South Island coastlines. They were seen in Cook's expeditions. We're not quite so sure around the North Island. They disappeared so early that we just don't have good records. But people who see a shore plover, they're definitely recognisable. They have quite a striking head and bill coloration.
Very good. Thank you very much. Dave Houston there from the Department of Conservation.